Thanks, Rob. It's time to play Never Have I Ever here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever. We do this every Thursday where we essentially tell each other what we haven't done. And the most creative and most unique will get you a pizza. How's that work? Does that work? Does that work for you, Pete?
Absolutely.
All right, I have assembled a list. I have a list of like 30 I nevers. I came prepared tonight.
Yep. There you are. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? It's things like this. Never have I ever worn a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
There you go. See? That's
I don't think I have worn it. Yeah.
Never have I ever played ice hockey.
Really?
Yeah. I've done floor hockey, and I've skated, but I've never actually played ice hockey. Like, I never put those together.
We, where I grew up, we had my neighbors and my parents, we put an ice rink in our backyard.
Beautiful.
So smart.
So smart.
Great.
Yeah, that's so great. I would think it's surprising, too, growing up on a lake. You know, this Wonder Lake had a lake, and there was somewhat of a hockey culture. But I don't think that my parents were that into hockey, and I think that kind of like – my dad's a big Blackhawks guy. He's still the guy who's like, oh, Jess, I got to get home because it's the second period of the regular season game.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's crazy. My mom is like, no. But I don't know if it was there other winter sports that we were into because it was Michael Jordan when we were kids. I don't know.
I think the home rink was actually born out of, because there was ponds that we would go to and skate. And so you'd dress up, you'd put on tons of clothes because it's freezing cold out. And then your parents or somebody would drop you off at the pond, shove you out, and then say, oh, we'll be back in 3 hours. Have fun. And then there was one, where you're like, it's March, and the lake is not, up to snuff.
Right.
And somebody falls in and gets soaking wet.
Right.
And then, you have to walk home.
Right.
Because, there's no cell phones or anything to call your parents. You had to walk, you're just stuck out there. So it was like, all right, I think we'll just, we'll build a rink at home to avoid any further falling
you
in the
parental
ice.
Parental supervision at that point.
Yeah.
Right? They can look out the window. They can have their drink in hand.
Exactly.
Just keep one eye out the window. All right. Let's get started. I got a lot of great stuff here. Actually, we'll keep going with some of the ones I have just to inspire people. Keep them coming, then we'll read them all off coming up here. Never have I ever eaten the whole fish. You ever been to a restaurant where you get the whole fish?
Yeah, I don't like to see the heads.
Yeah, I've never done that. Have you ever ordered that? Have you ever eaten that?
No.
I just feel like it'd be like a nonstop putting my hand in my mouth to pull bones out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so tasty.
Yeah, that doesn't appeal to me.
Never have I ever had veal.
There's a great line in The Simpsons where Homer is cooking up a bunch of meats, ham and burger, blah, blah, blah. And then Lisa, vegetarian, she's like, is there anything that you eat that hasn't been brutally slaughtered? And and Homer says, I think the veal died of loneliness. I'll never forget that line.
All right, let's see what else I have here. I have never have I ever bought sunglasses over $20. That's good. I'm not a guy who's going to the Ray-Ban store. Ooh, this comes with a case now. And I'm a Walgreens, like, you turn them around. I'll grab those. I just have to take the scissors and cut the tag off. We're good to go.
I don't think I've ever noticed. I didn't ever said, like, boy, those are a cheap pair of sunglasses, Justin. They look fine.
Never have I ever been to Starve Rock.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Now, my dad would probably say, he's probably listening. He'd be like, what are you talking about? We've done like 40 times.
He's not listening. He's waiting for the Hawks season to start.
That's right. Never have I ever had sardines on my pizza or anchovies. Anchovies? Never had anchovies on a pizza. Never have I ever had a perm. Now, let me scratch that. I did have a perm.
Yeah,
I did have a perm. In high school, I thought that was a good idea. To go feathered on the top, perm on the back.
So you go to a salon?
I went to a salon in Woodstock, and that was just kind of where you got your haircut, because I think your mom got your haircut there or something. And I remember being like, my buddy Richie, he got a perm, He's an Italian guy, and he had a perm, and it looked good. And so I had no idea what I was talking about, but I'm like, yeah, let's get a perm. They're like, all right.
And they did it?
They did it. So I had like a perm, like a tight, curly perm in the back and like feathered on the top.
Oh, man.
I know. I got to find a picture of it.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really
a
good.
Sweet look.
It looked really good when you had like your cool baseball hat on and it would like you kind of like cock it up a little bit. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, look at that that look. You look good. But when you took it off, it did not look good.
My mom had a she did hair, and she had a little shop in our house where people would come over, you know, on weeknights, weekends, or whatever. And I remember when she would do perms, it would like stink up the whole house.
Yeah,
so
I hate.
First of all, I hated it because like Saturday morning, I want to watch cartoons by my, you know, and then you know, a bunch of old ladies are walking through my basement, you know, getting their hair did. But I remember, yeah, like I'd be sleeping upstairs and I could smell like the perm smell, and I was like, oh no. Another Saturday of. Playing video games in the old bedroom by myself.
Daphne's coming over. She's got real thick, curly hair. Oh, no.
Exactly.
All right, real quick. Never have I ever been bit by a dog. Never have I ever been handcuffed. Never have I ever seen an episode of Chicago Fire. Surprising. And never have I ever been in an ambulance. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just giving – this is – every week I like to prime the pump. I like to start it up. I thought about it. I put some effort into it.
Those are some good ones.
Your turn, listeners. 312-981-7200. They're coming in fast and furious. The winner's going to get a pizza tonight. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever here on the download. 312-981-7200. Lots of great stuff coming in. If you'd like to call or text, the winner's tonight going to get a pizza. Good stuff, Larry. Larry started us off, right? So let's go to 815 first. Donna says, never have I ever Googled my own name. All right. 708 says, never have I ever completed any project without either a minor blood sacrifice or injury. So essentially saying that it's never a success. Is that what they mean? Minor injuries like dropping a hammer on my foot, that type of thing. Never an untarnished success. So, yeah, that's what that means, right? Clumsy. Or is it not clumsy? I feel like every time I get any sort of home improvement situation, I'm bound to do something. It's either to me or to the house. There's nothing that ever goes well. Nothing ever works. 773 says, never have I ever wore gym shoes or sandals. I just don't care for them. Wow. Those are two very popular styles of footwear. I mean, I can understand the sandals, right? You go to a boat shoe maybe. But what's a substitute for a gym shoe?
But don't you have gym class? Isn't gym class a thing that you need to go to?
Yeah. What are you wearing? Where are you wearing?
I don't think that you were allowed to step on any court, I remember, if you forgot to bring your gym shoes.
Maybe they got a parent's note to stay out.
Hmm.
They didn't like gym shoes. Tommy doesn't like gym shoes. Excused. 779 says, this is Larry, never walked into or out of an operating room. Okay. All right, there you go. That's it. Larry, if that's what you have been texting me all night and you've been saying, oh, I'm going to win that pizza, I got it, and that's what you came up with, I'm assuming you're holding back. I'm assuming there's more on the way. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Never have I ever, the 708, never have I ever wanted to be a telemarketer or a dentist. What? What does that mean? How great is that? What does that mean? You know, there's two things I've never wanted to be. Well, I've never really wanted to be I've never wanted to be a surgeon. I've never wanted to be a... That's a hard one. I mean, there's a million things you never want to be.
Have you ever been a telemarketer?
No, my version of telemarketer was handing out free samples. you know.
I think that's a little better because it's face-to-face.
Yeah. I would use this charm that you're all used to now, this download charm from Mr. Download Guy, as it was called during the Rose Show. I would use it, man. I would just be walking up to people like, hey, how's it going? You know what you want? You want a free sample? We got certs. We got a new flavor of certs. That was what we were giving away at the Taste of Chicago 20 years ago. Hey, we got a wintergreen. You like wintergreen? Here you go. All right, we'll keep going here. 773 says, never have I ever snored. And I'm 30. Wow, that's pretty good. Gosh, you would... I hope that stays the same for you. I feel like there's... I don't know how... First of all, how do you know that? How do you know if you've snored or not? I mean, I could understand if, like, you have your spouse is like, no, you don't snore. But there, you haven't spent your 30 years every single moment with someone who's observing your sleep, right? I would think that that's impossible unless you record yourself to know. And I'll bet you record yourself, and then and the next week you'd be like, I was wrong about that. I'm sorry. So I don't know. All right. Let's see. 773, they always get a little randy. Never have I ever made love on the top of a water tower. Yeah, you and me both. I'm climbing up. Hey, I got an idea. Come with me. Dunk, 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 dunk. You climb all the way at the top of the water tower? Or are you talking about the mall on Michigan Avenue? Because then I'm out. I've had... No. All right, let's keep going. Never have I ever eaten rice or a banana. Is this our first toddler? Those sounds like baby foods, right? He doesn't like rice. He loves eggplant. Never have I ever eaten rice or a banana. Both of those are pretty bland foods. What are you eating instead? Like spicy foods? But kimchi? Oh, love kimchi.
No, banana seems like it's a pretty basic fruit, one of the fruits that you have while you are growing up.
I mean, I will say that I will, you know, always give the caveat when we play this game that your childhood counts, right?
Never have I ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I'm saying never have I had, you know, anchovies on my pizza, I'm thinking back to when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, you know, like all the way through. I didn't have like a mini cowboy hat when I was 9. I didn't have it. So the idea, you can't, you know, like I feel like that's a tough one to say that you never had rice, never had banana. Those are like staple foods for a baby. Mm. 815 says, never have I ever had sex with a woman, and I am a woman. Okay, there you go. That's your business. 773, as confessional, never have I ever eaten at an Arby's. A lot of private confessional moments here.
Speaking of cowboy hats.
Right. You know what I love? Arby's has the huge marketing campaign. Dunk, 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 eat at Arby's or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And they just inundate whatever channel. And my son, my 10-year-old son, is now like his go-to for a fast food chain is Arby's. He's not going to eat it, right? He's not like, oh, I want Arby's. But when he makes a joke or whatever, like... Or anything, it's Arby's. And I'm always like, what a strange reference that you keep going to on Arby's, right?
Yeah.
Someone like, oh, yeah, well, hey, it looks like, hey, why don't you go get your lunch at Arby's? What?
That's good, though.
Yeah. That's a good pop culture reference, right?
Joke, yeah.
740J in Ohio says, never have I ever drank a cup of coffee. We get this one all the time.
Yeah, that's surprising.
And I guess it would be real. I would just wonder, Jay, I'm so curious to see if you would do it now. Like, maybe you could do it and we could do a phoner where you could call in while you're doing it. I want to see what the effects would be. Like, does the caffeine attack? Like, do you get pumped up? What's the emotional feeling to drinking a cup of coffee for the first time in your life?
And it's weird that when you think about that, you know, not having something like coffee, is it because, like, he's never tried it to know he doesn't like it. He doesn't like smell, you know? So what is it that,
right.
It's, you know, it's so averse to coffee.
Just, yeah, what, never really.
Like, when you're, like, 17, you want to go to a coffee shop and hang out. And
You weren't a beatnik? all of Jay's friends were like, come on, Jay, let's go do some poetry. I don't like coffee. I'm telling you right now, I don't like it. Tom, give us your never have I ever.
Never have I ever streaked. That is, run butt naked in a public place in front of a live audience.
I don't think I've done that either. There's been some skinny dip opportunities that I digress.
Right, yeah, it'll be in the memoir. I mean,
that's
get the water.
Right. Streaking part, just kind of like running around naked.
Yeah. All right. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I feel like maybe I should have.
I was going to say.
Maybe I missed something.
Well, there's still time, Tom. There's always time.
If I win that pizza, I'll do it right in front of the right there in front of the live audience.
Right there on Michigan Avenue. They'll love it. And you know what'll happen? No one will even care. Roll down here and they'll be like, all right, well, whatever. All right, thanks,
whatever.
Tom.
There's another one. All right. Have a good one.
312-981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever. We'll do the second half coming up here, and then we'll choose the winner who'll get a pizza, so stay with us. Thank you, Rob. It's a download. Playing Never Have I Ever here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. 312-981-7200. All right, let's get back to the line. We got a lot. Oh, boy, Pete, there's a lot here. People want that pizza bad. Winner tonight gets a pizza. Never have I ever, 414 says, never have I ever sat in the back seat of a car. What? What kind of privilege is that? I guess it's opposite of privilege, like usually the privileged have a driver.
Real good at calling dibs.
that's really what it is.
Again, though,
Pete, you are a detective. You had to have been a kid. You had to have sat in the back seat because that's where kids sit.
Yeah.
Unless it was like the 70s or the 60s and they put you up on the dashboard. But I still think that that's probably...
Maybe they lived in the city. No car.
And no car.
No car, yeah.
Yeah, but at some point or another, there was a car. And so it's very hard for me to think that that's possible. I don't know. I would put that one in the... we'll hire somebody to...
About a taxi.
Investigate. Right.
Is he never in a taxi? Oh, he's sitting in the front? Because that'd be weird.
That's a weird move. That'd be a weird move. Power move. Like, it's one thing for, like, Uber or Lyft, but if you jump into a taxi and, like, I'll sit up here with you. All right. 630 says, I'm 60 years old, and I've never, ever had my nails done by a professional. Pedicure. Wow. Okay. 224 says, never have I ever said no to a marriage proposal. I'm married 4 times. Wow. You live a yes and lifestyle. You're an improviser. I say yes, and let's see what happens. 773 says, never have I ever done a backflip or a cartwheel, or even better, never have I ever done the electric slide. What's the electric slide? Dun, 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 dun. You can feel it. It's electric. Woogie, 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 woogie. That's the electric slide, right? You've never done that? Walk back, walk forward. To the slide, to the side. I like the Charlie Brown one better. 2 steps this time. Slide to the left.
Man.
Everybody clap your hand. Ding, 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 ding.
I know that as the cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha slide, right.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I like better.
I feel like you're a good guy to like be a wedding date.
Yeah. I could be in a different life, maybe. I feel like I haven't had a lot of weddings in my life. There's a wedding coming up. I got a wedding coming up, my cousin in Nashville. Maybe that'll be. But they're not going to do that slide. They're not going to do slide to the left. Now, everybody clap your hands. They'll be like, now slide, slide, slide to the left, and left to the right, and the right to the left, whatever the country version is. But I'd nail that, too. I'd kill that.
But, like, at dancing time, at a wedding, you know, that's where I kind of would sneak off to the bar type of thing, you know, where there are certain people that are like, I am getting on the dance. I am first, and I'm staying on there all night.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
I mean, hey, you got to pay for this soul. You know, you can't just put it all out there for 5 hours. You bring it out when, like, they play the right song. Kaufman jumps on the floor, and they're like, oh, it's happening! All right. Never, 630 says, never have I ever owned a dog. Okay. Or picked up dog poop. Well, that's good, because you would be picking up somebody else's dog poop. That's never good. 773 says, happily, never have I ever understood gynecology. What does that mean? Read a book. Get that stuff online. Google it. 262 says, never have I ever caught a fish large enough to be worthy of mounting. Is that where people go? Like when they're fishing, they're like, oh, I really want to mount this fish. I want to make this plastic, put that lacquer on it, and get it up on my wall.
Yeah, it's like a trophy, I guess.
Yeah. 630 says, never have I ever gone into work and pretended not to know how to do something so I didn't have to. Wait, okay. So never have I ever gone into work and pretended not to know how to do something so I didn't have to. Does that make sense? Am I lost and clouded? What's that mean?
So, you know, he's never said that, like, oh, you know, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, so they get out of it.
So they get out of doing it.
That's good. You're a go-getter.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. You're a bragger. You're bragging about how...
He's always been up to the task of achieving. Or she. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Wouldn't and they like, just teach you?
Yeah. I have friends...
I don't think I've ever had to do that either.
I have friends who are really good at that move. They go, I don't know, what's this Excel? And they're like, you know what, let me get out of the way. Let me do this for
move.
You. Yeah, move.
I'd be scared that would be my job.
Yeah, right?
Right.
I did. My wife does it all the time, though. Well, I'll be like, I don't know how do you fold this laundry? Move. I'm out. Yeah. 847 says, never have I ever plugged in a USB plug right side up on the first try.
Ah, oh, man.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
That's a good one.
That's great. I do every single day. I do it.
Put that one down. That might be a winner for us. That's just a funny bit. Okay. Never have I ever water skied, 815 says. Okay, we did that one last week, I think. Never have I ever eaten salad. I don't care for rabbit food.
What? Salads are delicious.
You have a salad every day.
Yeah.
And Pete is in the best shape of anyone's life.
Someone hasn't had a good salad. That's
right.
What that means.
Yeah. I was going to say, the salads I make are usually more, are worse for you than the other stuff that I eat. Because I'm just like, put it all in there.
Yeah, I mean, salad is not just iceberg lettuce. You load some chicken on there.
Yeah, when you say you don't care for rabbit food, what do you think salad is? Like a whole carrot?
Yeah.
A whole carrot and a cabbage?
It's a plate of celery.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
708 says, never have I ever eaten a raw tomato, eggplant, or pumpernickel bread. Wow, that's a combo.
Missing out on the tomato.
I don't think I've eaten raw eggplant. I probably have. That's usually cooked.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, right? But the raw tomato, what are you talking about? Stewed? Fried?
Like, just what, like right off the vine, about? like a hand fruit?
I eat them like apples.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, a little salt. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right. I don't understand.
I cut them up. I don't.
But even if you cut them up, it's raw.
Yeah, yeah.
A crazy salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
A little mozzarella. Yeah. Mozzarella.
I love how this has gone from never have I ever to, come on, get your act together. Never have I ever taken a ride in a convertible. Okay. All right. 708. I feel like I've done that. Maybe I haven't.
We were walking around. This is not a convertible, I guess, but it's reminded me of it. We were walking around Louisville with my buddy a couple of weeks ago, and we're walking down the street, and a car pulls up slowly. And, you know, the windows are closed, and it's like, stop, and we're right in front of us. And they're like, okay, what's going on? Are they going to ask us something?
Right. The drive-by, what's going on?
And all of a sudden, just like, the sunroof opens, and a guy comes out of the sunroof to say, hey, do you know where Fifth Street, like, no windows are rolled down on the side. He had to use this, I don't know if it was some sort of, like,
The sunroom pop-up?
Yeah, like the windows were broken, the doors didn't work.
Maybe they were malfunctioning.
Yeah, I don't know, he was being kidnapped or was trying to tell us a sign. It was just funny.
815 says, never have I ever been to Las Vegas. I'm 65 years old. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice on that. It's not what you think anymore. Like, if you're 65 and you've never been there, you probably have a Ocean's 11 kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, it's everyone's walking around in a tuxedo with the, you know, with the bow tie hanging off. And it's a Frank Sinatra jam.
Yeah, nah, it's not like that.
I don't like that anymore. Now, it's think Britney Spears. And I don't mean it like, you know, a 2000 version. I'm just like, Britney Spears now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Vegas, what you think what Vegas would be. That's it. Just Britney Spears now. That's it. Kind of half-heartedly lip-syncing through their life. With some backup dancers behind her. She's just like going through the motion. When do I get paid? That's Vegas now. Never have I ever had a peep, an Easter peep, or had my own birthday. What does that mean? I had my own birthday. So it's like shared with somebody?
Must be, yeah.
Oh, no. Like a sibling or a family member?
Yeah.
Or a celebrity?
Classmate.
Right. Never have I ever urinated outside. Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out.
That's the joy.
That's a joy. It's such a joy. and never have I ever, 620 says, never have I ever put mustard on a hot dog. What?
Mustard on a hot dog.
Jerry did that one. Never have I ever eaten corn nuts. Okay. Never played a card or board game. 847. What? Wow. I'm going to put that one down.
Yeah. Cards or board game.
It's a little
game.
Sad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, do you like your games like mind games? Are you a mind game kind of person? Are you just like flashcards? What are you doing?
A little Uno?
That's a
card game.
Yeah. Video games?
Video games, maybe. Yeah. 773 says, never have I ever had a video phone call, FaceTime, or Skype. Well, then you obviously have not been in line at the Dunkin' Donuts on Wabash. Every time I'm in there, somebody's on a FaceTime in front of me. I'm like, all right, knock it off. Order the coffee. All right. Wow, 708. Never have I ever walked on my own two legs, unassisted. I wore a brace from the time I learned how to walk till my leg was amputated at 16.
Oof.
Sorry to hear that. Never have I seen an episode of Star Trek in any of its incarnations. We've had that one before. Mm-hmm. Never. I like 630. She says, never have I ever said never have I ever. And then she gives her address. Like, where do you send the pizza to?
It's confidence.
It's confidence. Never have I ever won in bingo. All right. Never have I ever said something that my husband has listened to.
Oh.
We're in the middle of something. Yeah. We just got in the middle of something. Get aboard. I have never, ever been more enamored by Esmeralda's snark. 773. All right. Enamored by your snark. Never have I ever been more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're thinking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Never have they ever been so or more enamored. Never had my car detailed. Never have I ever understood why people like to eat at Arby's.
Curly fries. That's why.
Yeah, right? When you were a college kid, it was the 99-cent beef sandwich. Never changed a diaper. And I have three kids. My wife is a saint. Oof. Nah. Never used a sick day when I was actually sick. Never have I ever dated a woman that I didn't marry. Oh, man. It just keeps coming. I'm going to have to cut it off here, I think, right? Never have I ever seen a shooting star. Never have I ever voted. Hopefully that's a 12-year-old. Never have I ever went skydiving. Never have I ever been more perplexed by the things that people have not drank, ate, or done. never have I eaten cotton candy. Oh, cotton candy. That's a good one, right? I feel like that is not a good food. There's nothing good about cotton candy.
Mm-mm.
But there's something great about the experience of eating it. Because you're like, your first bite, and then you're like, this is nothing. There's nothing. This is not. It's just dissolved into sugar.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Let's do this. 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll break, and we'll come back. Esmeralda will pick the winner here on Never Have I Ever. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever tonight here on the download, 312-981-7200. All right, we're ready to give away a pizza tonight. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, Esmeralda, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's a three. Here's the four that I broke them down. Ready?
Okay.
Never have I ever eaten a raw tomato. Okay. Never have I ever played card or board games. Ooh. Never have I ever eaten cotton candy. Or never have I ever done the electric slide.
I'm going to go with the board games.
There it is. I had a feeling. I had a. It's,
yeah.
I already see the skeptic in Pete. He's got a. Is this one that you want to get on the asterisk investigation, or you feel like that could possibly be?
I think that could possibly be. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just really into word games.
Like, yeah.
Are there big grumps?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I really hate this fun. Well, now you've got a pizza, and you should. You know what you should do? You'll get the pizza.
Game night.
And then you could do a game night and or buy a deck of Uno cards ready to go.
You know, I was thinking you should do. Gather up some of these Never Have I Evers and then go do the thing.
With them.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best idea ever, like a little video project.
Yeah, so you'd go then you would go play some board games with them.
That's a great idea. Oh my gosh, that would take a day to do.
The other person from last week, you'd have s'mores with them.
Oh my gosh, we're on to something, man. That is a brilliant idea.
I'd be worried about the guy who never supposedly rode in the backseat of a car.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's an anxiety thing.
I think that you get into this weird investigative moment. This is where Pete Zimmerman is right, where he's like, there's too many situations where you're in a backseat and it's out of your control. Kid, taxi, other things.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, yeah, I don't know. All right. So the winner gets the card or board games, gets the pizza. Thanks for everyone for playing. If I missed your text tonight or we didn't get to it because a lot are still in. We'll play next week. Stay with us.